So today's a new day, and tomorrow's going to get better because you and I are going to keep our spirits up. Amen? Amen. So brothers and sisters, thank you for joining me for the Lord's Word of God today. And before we get into the Word, I'd like to say a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I humbly come before your throne. I thank you for the message that you put together today. And I pray that you fill me with double the Holy Spirit, and that it's your words that come out of my mouth, not mine. And your will always be done, not mine. I pray this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Amen, brothers and sisters. So, if you brought your Bibles today, turn to the book of Philippians, chapter 3. We'll start reading in verse 12. And this is Paul talking. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward for those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. So what he's saying is, he's not completely perfect with Christ, not completely without sin. But what he does is he puts things behind him, and he moves forward for that upward call. But the second passage we'll read is 2 Timothy chapter 3, 6 through 8. And this again is Paul talking. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. So now this passage has taken us to very close to his death. That's what he means by his departure. He has been told through the Holy Spirit that if he goes to Jerusalem, they will bind him and kill him. The Holy Spirit has also told other men of God, other followers of Jesus, the same thing. And they love Paul. They don't want him to go. But he tells them, "Why are you breaking my heart?" Because they're all in tears. Because he wants to go. He has reached his plateau. Nobody walked the earth perfect except for Jesus. He's the only one without sin. And we all need to strive for sanctification, to be perfect with Christ. He doesn't want us to continue sinning, brothers and sisters. He wants us to better ourselves in grace, to walk in Christ. As Enoch, seventh from Adam, it says he walked with God. That means he obeyed God. And God loved him so much, he brought him to heaven without him dying. And so that's our goal, to strive for perfection, to go on to perfection, to live without sin. But brothers and sisters, we fail, don't we? We do. And God knows that. He knows you're going to make mistakes. He knows it. And if you have remorse and you ask forgiveness, it's forgiven. It's forgiven, brothers and sisters. And the first passage we read, Paul says, I'm not perfect yet. I haven't apprehended. But one thing I do is I put the sins behind me and I press forward for that upward call. You got to put your sins behind you. If you had a bad week, we all have bad weeks, and God knows it. He doesn't want you to dwell on it. It doesn't mean he doesn't want you to feel ashamed, because if you feel ashamed, you'll have remorse. If you have remorse, you'll have repentance. You will better yourself with the guidance and the power of the Holy Spirit that's in you if you're saved today. If you believe that Jesus came incarnated from heaven to die on a cross for you, was crucified, buried, and arose, and then you've repented of your sinful ways, you have made proper changes in your life to better yourself, to walk with Jesus, you are filled with the Holy Spirit. And with that power, the Holy Ghost has power over sin. And you can rebuke the devil in Jesus' name anytime he tempts you, and he will flee. And you need to practice that and get better and better. But when you have a bad week or a bad day, put it behind you. Put it behind you, brothers and sisters. And press forward for that upward call. Paul uses a race. He's running a race. He says to run the race to win the crown, not to come in second. Right? My dad used to say, I don't care how I get to heaven. I just want to get there. That's not right. No. You want to win the prize. You want to be in front of the race, brothers and sisters. Amen? Amen. In the book of Genesis, Jacob has a dream. And he dreams, he sees a ladder. It's on the face of the earth, and it goes all the way to heaven. So look at it like that. You're getting on that ladder and you're climbing it to heaven, where our Lord and Savior is waiting for you. And you're practicing righteousness and you're doing well. But then you slip and stumble, or even fall. You get back on the ladder, brothers and sisters, and you keep climbing and climbing to perfection. So get on that perfect, righteous ladder and leave those sins behind you. Forget them. They're gone. And move forward. Amen? Amen.